This is episode 97 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, The Age of Opportunity, How the Bible Gives Hope for Aging by Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage. This article first appeared in the print edition of the Christian Research Journal, volume 45, number 1, in 2022. The Christian Research Journal Reads podcast presents audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. To read this article for free in its entirety along with its documentation, please go to equip.org. That's EQUIP.org.
The Age of Opportunity, How the Bible Gives Hope for Aging. This article is by Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage and is read by an automated voice. What if you could cure the leading cause of death and suffering, aging? In his 2021 book, Ageless, The New Science of Getting Older Without Getting Old, 35-year-old biogerontologist Andrew Steele defines aging as the exponential increase in death and suffering over time. While Steele acknowledges benefits to aging such as wisdom and maturity, he believes aging should be understood as a disease and that one day it may be cured. Although death would still come through accident or infection, we might eventually be able to attain what he calls biological immortality, that is, agelessness. Agelessness appeals in a culture that will do anything to disguise or deny the fact that we're all, minute by minute, day by day, getting older. Agelessness appeals in a culture in which the elderly are often mocked and marginalized. And yet, as Christians, we must ask, is agelessness really God's plan for us? To answer that question, we must recapture a biblical theology of aging. As we explore what the Bible says about aging, we discover that God has written purpose and meaning into the life of the aged. When we embrace aging with the confidence that Christian immortality awaits us, Steele's biological immortality loses its appeal, and we discover rich opportunities in aging. Aging may indeed become the age of opportunity, the opportunity first to grow closer to Christ through suffering and weakness. Second, to blossom with the fruit of a rich humility and a persevering patience. Third, to live our calling as disciples in new ways. Fourth, to prepare to die with the hope of a resurrected and glorified body in union with Christ. And finally, to leave a legacy that draws others to glorify and enjoy God. As we ourselves age, and as we care for aging loved ones, we must embrace the biblical hope for aging. The Metanarrative of the Bible and Aging. Steele's quest to cure aging is based on his assumption that suffering and death should not be part of life. The Bible, on the other hand, assumes that aging, suffering, and death are to be expected after the fall. When Christ returns, though, death will be no more, and if there is aging, it will no longer be accompanied by pain or grief. Revelation 21:4. Let's consider what the metanarrative of Scripture tells us about aging, suffering, and death. Creation and fall. In the beginning, humans were created in the image of God with the potential for living forever. God generously invited Adam and Eve to eat from every tree of the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If they ate from that tree, he warned, they would die. Genesis 2:17. Adam and Eve, tempted by Satan, ate the fruit God had forbidden. Although they did not physically die immediately, through their disobedience, death entered the world. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Romans 5:12. When Adam and Eve sinned, the body was affected as well as the soul. John Stott explains, it appears, therefore, that for his unique image-bearers, God originally had something better in mind, something less degrading and squalid than death, decay, and decomposition. Whether aging was intended when God created humanity, it certainly became part of life after the fall. Aging redeemed. By God's grace, humanity's story didn't end in Genesis 3. God sent Jesus in human form, fully divine, fully human, to redeem his people. Jesus was born as a baby and increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man, Luke 2:52. Jesus aged. Jesus died on a cross for our sins. Jesus rose from the dead, and because of his resurrection, those who trust in him inherit eternal life in union with God in Christ. Through Jesus, aging is redeemed. Through Jesus, death is defeated. In his quest for biological immortality, in his suspicion that death and suffering are not meant to be, Steele is onto something. Indeed, the biblical meta-narrative reveals that one day all aging, suffering, and death will end in God-given immortality for those who belong to Christ. Biblical themes of aging. As we explore biblical themes of aging, we see that in addition to suffering and loss, aging also holds opportunity, purpose, and meaning. Aging is natural. In the Bible, aging is assumed. Aging and dying were considered to be natural, expected, even providential processes that were ordained and guided by God rather than discrete chronological stages of human development. Genesis 15:15 states that being buried in a good old age will be the peaceful outcome of Abraham's life. Psalm 90:10 proclaims that our lives are fleeting. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. They are soon gone, but we fly away. Because we will age, we should number our days, that is, live them purposefully. In so doing, we will get a heart of wisdom, Psalm 90:12. Aging is not glamorized. While aging is assumed to be natural, it is neither glamorized nor denied. Ecclesiastes 12 portrays the losses of aging graphically, even dismally. The author details many casualties of aging, including weak and trembling hands, Ecclesiastes 12:3, teeth falling out, verse 3, eyesight dimming, verse 3, fears increasing, verse 5, and mourning and grief multiplying, verse 5. Jen Pollock Mischel explains the goal of Ecclesiastes' author. This ancient king wanted us to understand something of today's temporality. See yourselves old, he implores. He knows that if, by God's providence, we end our days in old age, with bodies frail and stooped, we will come finally to grieve our wasted time of chasing vanity of vanities. In facing the harsh realities of aging, we worship God more fully. Aging is honorable. Despite the admitted harshness of aging, it is an honor to be aged, and the aged are to be honored. Proverbs 16:31 notes, gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life. The fifth commandment promises that honoring your father and mother leads to a lengthy life. Exodus 20:12. The church is exhorted to encourage older men and women and to honor widows. 1 Timothy 5:1-3. Jesus rebukes the Pharisees for failing to care well for their parents. Mark 7:9-13. According to the Bible, ageism is simply unacceptable. Aging brings wisdom. One reason to honor the aging is that aging brings wisdom. As mentioned, embracing aging leads to a heart of wisdom, Psalm 90:12. Throughout Scripture, older people share wisdom with the community. Jethro mentors his son-in-law Moses, Exodus 18:13-27. Moses, in turn, mentors Joshua, Exodus 24:13, 32:17-19, 33:11. Elizabeth encourages Mary, Luke 1:39-45, and the father and mother in Proverbs 1 pass on wisdom to their adult son, Proverbs 1:8-9. As J.I. Packer notes, aging brings an enlarged capacity for discerning, choosing, and encouraging. The aged continue in discipleship. In part because of their wisdom, aging neither disqualifies nor releases people from their calling as disciples. The elderly preacher of Psalm 71, though apparently experiencing ageism, implores God to continue using him. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds, Psalm 71:9. Psalm 92 reminds us that the righteous still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green, Psalm 92:14. In Titus 2, older men and women are to lead by example, passing on their wisdom to the next generation, Titus 2:1-5. Five opportunities in aging. A solid biblical theology of aging provides hope that, Despite the losses and limitations of aging, God has written profound purpose into our advancing years. Aging presents numerous opportunities for sanctification. Here we will consider 5. Intimacy with Christ through suffering. As Steele has suggested, aging leads to suffering and loss, mental, physical, and relational. Even so, as gerontologist James Davies discovered, the suffering of the elderly can potentially draw them closer to God. Many older Christians have found spiritual renewal through seeing their affliction and loss as a personal reminder of the affliction and loss that Christ went through to purchase their salvation. Those who face rather than deny the grief of aging will discover the Christ who wept with Mary and Martha when their brother Lazarus died. In their grief and loss, the aging may grow deeper intimacy with the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1-3-4. Deeper humility through limitations and loss. Along the same line, embracing limitations and the loss of independence may be the pathway to deeper humility. When we can no longer drive to church, when afternoon naps become daily necessities, when we require a helping hand to rise from a chair, we have the opportunity to discover a deeper dependence on Christ. As Alice Freiling, author of Aging Faithfully, The Holy Invitation of Growing Older, points out, when we are no longer as productive as we once were, we may grow in fruitfulness, non-tangible ways I relate to others. Aging, when we can accept the limitations it imposes, can grow fruit, the fruit of humility, the fruit of patience, the fruit of kindness. New opportunities for discipleship. As we grow in fruitfulness and wisdom, and as time is freed up by retirement, we discover new opportunities for discipleship. My 82-year-old mother, who developed a severe limp in later years, hobbled her way into the prison every time her church team visited. While she was unable to serve the meal, she sat with the incarcerated and their families, listening to their stories, offering them the presence of Christ. As we age, we can pass on wisdom as our bodies allow, by volunteering, by driving grandchildren, by tutoring youth, and by praying. Some churches, Packer says, behave as though spiritual gifts and ministry skills wither with age. But they don't. What happens, rather, is that they atrophy with disuse. When we are aware of this danger, we will be more intentional about discipleship as we age, preparing for death. As Christians, knowing that we have the hope of an immortal body helps us to approach our death with peace rather than fear. One day, we will inhabit a resurrected body that will never again be scarred by sin, and we will serve and worship God unfailingly. Sam Alberry writes, "The signs of aging are no longer a threat but a promise. Gray hair and deepening lines on my face don't need to speak to me of a past that I can't recover, but of a future I can barely conceive. The real glory days are not behind but ahead. Buoyed by this hope, we can more easily prepare for death today, seeking to repair relationships, to serve others, and to plan our legacy." Leaving a legacy. Facing mortality leads naturally to considering the legacy we wish to leave for future generations. Psalm 145:4. In addition to gathering the information our loved ones will need in a crisis, advance directives, wills, password information, and end-of-life wishes, we can begin sharing our values and our stories. In preparing our legacy now, we have a powerful opportunity to point future generations to the God who imbues life with the deepest significance. Whether we acknowledge it or not, we're all aging, and biological immortality offers too little hope. Aging brings the hope of growing more like Christ, as well as the hope of nearing the day we will dwell eternally with God. Indeed, given the hope of Christian immortality, we can resist the allure of agelessness and move with confidence into the profound opportunity of aging well.
Thank you for listening to another episode from the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which provides audio articles of Christian Research Journal articles. If you go to equip.org, you will find a brand new article for the Christian Research Journal published weekly. In addition, please subscribe to our other podcasts. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, you will find the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features
interviews with Christian Research Journal authors, our flagship podcast, The Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI President Hank Hanegraaff takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in in-depth, free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting and informative people on the planet. At equip.org, you will also find a lot of resources to equip you, including many thousands of Christian Research Journal articles. That's EQUIP.org.